It could have been prevented. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. That's what court documents revealed about last month's shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado.
All the warning signs were there that Anderson Lee Ulrich was a danger to the community before allegedly opening fire November 19th, killing five and injuring 17 at Club Q in Colorado Springs. Court documents show Ulrich was charged in a 2021 kidnapping case that was dismissed by a judge in July, the same judge who warned that Ulrich, who stockpiled weapons and spoke of becoming the next mass killer, needed mental help. Prosecutors elected not to keep the case active. Ulrich, who goes by they-them pronouns and doesn't identify as a man or woman, now facing 305 charges in the deadly nightclub shooting. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The father of an Illinois man charged with killing seven people in a mass shooting at a July 4th parade in a Chicago suburb has been charged with seven felony counts of reckless conduct. Lake County District Attorney Eric Reinhardt says the charges against Bob Cremo are based on him sponsoring his then 19-year-old son's application for a gun license.
Parents and guardians are in the best position to decide whether their teenagers should have a weapon. They are the first line of defense. In this case, the system failed.
A grand jury in July indicted Robert Cremo III on 21 first-degree murder counts, 48 counts of attempted murder, and 48 counts of aggravated battery in the attack in Highland Park. 5 years in prison for an Iowa construction worker who took part in the January 6th riot. Prosecutors say Douglas Jensen led a mob that chased Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman. Goodman led the rioters away from the Senate chamber. Wall Street, the Dow lost 281. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A California woman's pled guilty in connection with a foiled abduction plot involving a critic of Iran.
The woman claims she was fooled by a group of Iranian operatives who tried and failed to kidnap a New York-based journalist critical of Iran. Federal prosecutors did not accuse Niloufar Bahadurfar of taking part in the plot to abduct Masih Alinejad. But they say four Iranians involved hired an American private investigator to watch the journalists while the California woman acted as a go-between. She pleaded guilty to a charge of conspiracy to violate U.S. economic sanctions on Iran by helping channel money to the investigators. C.J. Papa, Fox News.
North Carolina Supreme Court has determined the local chapter of United Daughters of the Confederacy lacks standing to challenge the city of Winston-Salem's removal of a Confederate monument on private property, but can refile a future lawsuit making similar arguments. A new poll finds Americans are pessimistic about how the economy will do next year.
2023 will be worse for the economy than this year, according to a majority of voters polled by the Wall Street Journal, which found two-thirds say the nation's economic trajectory is headed in the wrong direction. Economic pessimism strongest among Republicans, with 83% expecting the economy to worsen. Slightly more than half of independents feel that way, while 22% of Democrats do. And younger voters were more pessimistic pessimistic than older ones. The findings suggest a recent spate of positive news, such as a slowing pace of inflation, hasn't changed the way a lot of people feel about the risk of a recession, something many economists believe is likely. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Consumer Electronics Show is returning to Las Vegas next month with hope that it inches closer to the way it looked before the pandemic. Next month's show will also come amid a tough climate for the tech industry, which has gone through a spate of layoffs and hiring freezes. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.